at some point or another felt over a period of days or maybe even longer than that, something you just cannot shift. And there might not be an easy reason for it that you can think of. Maybe it's quite a complex thing. How do we combat that? Let's chat to Denise Sprague. Denise is part of the Sanger House, which is in Taunton. And we spoke to them not all that long ago about how you were coping during the pandemic and bringing things back slowly. Is it still coming back to normal, Denise?
It is, Charlie. Yes. Hi. Thanks for having me on again. Yeah, it's getting there. It's all a bit weird still, but I think everyone's feeling that, aren't they? But yeah, we're still hanging in there. Yeah.
Good. I'm pleased to hear it. Pleased to hear it. Well, let's talk about tiredness. Is this something that you've experienced before?
Yes, absolutely. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I think particularly with the pandemic going on, you know, it's tiring, isn't it? You know, we read the news, we see what's going on, we don't know which guidelines to follow from one day to the next, and it's just exhausting. Mm. But yeah, there are definitely ways that you can help yourself. Hopefully I've got a few suggestions for people tonight.
Let's talk about the different types of tiredness, because there's a physical tiredness. If you've, you know, been doing something active, that's a bit different to a sort of a mental tiredness. And then I guess there's slightly difference between being mentally tired and being maybe, I don't know, the difference, psychologically tired. Is there different types of tiredness like that?
Yeah, definitely. Let me just start off by saying I'm not a medic, all right? So, you know, if there are underlying sort of medical causes, things you're worried about, for goodness sake, do go and talk to your doctor or the NHS website. It's got loads of good stuff on. So that with that proviso, it looks like that there's a difference between tiredness and fatigue, which is the technical term for that sort of psychological, emotional, just can't shake it sort of tiredness. So physical one, let's get that one out of the way quickly. And those, I think in our sort of planning of this interview, I think I said to you I would start off by being Mrs. No Fun, and I'm really sorry about that. There's no other way around it. So it's those things that we know we shouldn't do, you know, so staying up too late, eating a big meal too late, drinking too much alcohol or caffeine, or my favourite, scrolling on Pinterest or whatever your social media of choice is. And if that's the issue, you know what to do. You know, try cutting that out for a few days, see how you feel. And if it's actually just tiredness, you should start feeling better. And I know I sound like everyone's mum there, but anyway.
we'll let you off. It's so okay. It's a good lesson.
So you can do things to alleviate that tiredness. So eating regularly throughout the day with your regular meals, your healthy snacks, rather than eating a big meal late at night, which that's what keeps your energy levels and your blood sugars stable during the day. Exercising or movement, actually, call it movement rather than sweating it out in the gym. 10 to 15 minutes walk just kind of clears your head, get some fresh air. That's going to make you feel a bit more awake. Losing weight is a thing. So if you pick up a kilo bag of sugar, it's heavy, right?
Mm-hmm.
So if you're carrying that around with you all day, that would be exhausting.
Yeah.
And if you're carrying extra weight around with you on your body, that's actually, it's exactly what you are doing. And it also puts a strain on your heart, which makes you tired and your blood flow is not going as well as it should. So all of that stuff.
Yeah.
Cutting out caffeine is recommended by, I understand, the Royal College of Psychiatrists, so proper science. They say that you should do that over about a three-week period to reduce headaches and so on. Now, don't forget that also it includes, of course, you know, tea, coffee, cola, energy drinks, and also painkillers. So if you have your whizzy aspirin, paracetamol and caffeine, actually, if you're taking that as well, the way that might be reducing your caffeine headache is actually putting more caffeine into yourself. Mm. So if you can try and do without that as well, that's a good one as well. Drinking less alcohol. I'm doing Sober October, and even after 2 weeks in, and I'm not going out and getting myself absolutely blotto every night, I'm sleeping better, I'm not waking up tired, all the rest of it. So there's all of that stuff.
It's
actually really, physical tiredness.
It's really those things. Actually, I know they seem obvious, but actually, when you start to piece them together and you really think honestly about about how modern life is and what how people live their lives. Actually, there's so many things that there which are so easy to slip into and actually almost happen without you noticing it.
Yeah, absolutely. Mm. Yeah, that's right. And we all know what to do, but it's actually just sort of trying to think, hang on a minute. You know, there's so yeah, those things are this kind of the easy wins, if you like, I suppose. Yeah. So going on to the fatigue, so that's that draining, oh God, you know, I hate my life kind of thing. These are going to be more lifestyle related, okay? So we'll have a sort of little look through this. Now, obviously, I would say doing yoga, tai chi and meditation at the Sangha House is great. Of course I'd say that. But I'm going to say that, you know, when it's difficult to drag yourself out of bed, forget trying to go to the gym or us or whatever it is until you've got yourself a little bit sort of sorted. So here are some things that can cause fatigue. Being a couch potato, first of all. So and when you hear this stuff, you sort of think, oh yeah. So it's tempting to binge Netflix at the weekend, isn't it? You know, you've had a hard week. Right, I'm just going to sit down, I'm going to relax. But actually, your body equates stillness with going to sleep. Who knew that? So if you try just getting up, walking around, preferably not to the fridge, because that's not good.
Well, it's too tempting as well, isn't it, if you're stuck at home?
Way too tempting, way too tempting. But if you can avoid that, also having a bit of a stretch as well. And I'm not talking about yoga stretching. I'm talking about when you get up in the morning, you have a good long stretch. That can help. Posture, actually. This is a new one on me. Now, a surprising amount of energy apparently goes into actually physically keeping you upright. And anything that causes your spine to be out of alignment, so punching over the computer, slumping in your seat, or doing that thing, you know, sort of cradling your phone between your ear and your shoulder, it all means that your muscles have to work harder to compensate. And any strain that you put on your muscles is depleting your energy levels. So actually, you know, what my nan used to say to me, stand up straight, Denise, you'll think better. Actually, it's absolutely right. And then finally, diet. So by here I'm talking about crash dieting, eating sugary foods. So what that means is your blood sugar levels are going up and down all over the place. It's confusing your metabolism, and when that gets confused, it just goes into shutdown mode. It also makes your pancreas have to work harder, so that's increasing your risk of diabetes, all of that stuff.
Interesting. I hadn't considered, honestly, diet as that much in with that. Obviously, there are, you know, if you're not eating enough energy or enough calories for it, that would make you tired. But actually, so you're saying your body goes into shutdown if it just is too confused almost with what you're eating.
Yeah,
interesting.
That's right. Yeah. So then, sort of things like supplements come in, and actually, magnesium. Apparently, I've been doing a little bit of research. Most of us are depleted in magnesium because of it's one of these things where the composition of the soil in which our food is grown, or the food that is given to our food is grown, or all the rest of it, it's depleted. And magnesium apparently is specifically really good for energy levels, immunity, which obviously is a big thing at the moment, and mood as well, which of course, you know, coming on to the emotional tiredness, that's it. So maybe that's a thing to look at as well. And again, it's a fairly easy win.
So what's for magnesium, what are the things to look out for? Is there a particular food that's good in it, or is it about supplementing it with tablets?
It's about supplementing it. And actually, the way that you do this, apparently, is not by tablets, because it can make, if you've got a sensitive stomach anyway, it can make you a little bit sort of upset in the tummy region. So actually, what they recommend is a spray of oil or lotion or cream. And actually, apparently, soaking your feet in magnesium flakes for 20 minutes is really good for you.
Wow. And so your feet can absorb it that way. That's amazing. It's like you're drinking it up through your toes. Wow.
Exactly. Okay. I know, amazing, huh?
Yeah, that is really amazing. Yeah. I, to be honest, I knew that there, you know, magnesium was one of the minerals or whatever it is, metals, isn't it, that we should be having. But I didn't realise that its impact that it has on the body. Okay, so that's something. And if your body, you mentioned there about going into shutdown with all the crash dieting or fad dieting or whatever the phrase is. Is there an easy way? Is there a routine that brings it back in out of its shutdown mode?
It is, and actually, just feed your body. A friend of mine actually had a really good phrase for it, that you build the fire for the day. So it is, I mean, it's boring, isn't it? But it's eating three meals a day, getting your proteins, your carbs, your healthy fats, obviously your vitamins and minerals, fruit and veg, all of that stuff. And actually, just trying to get yourself back into, if you think about how our grandparents would have eaten. And actually, that's a pretty good sort of rule of thumb, so that you actually sit down and have something, even if it's only a smoothie in the morning, if you can't really stomach breakfast, but make sure you've got all of your proteins, your fats, your carbs, all of that stuff, and do the same at lunchtime and the same in the evening or dinner time, whenever your main meal is. and that should bring you back to normal reasonably quickly.
It's an interesting point about the way our grandparents would have eaten, because it just shows because for them, their parents, their grandparents, their great grandparents, actually, it wouldn't have been a huge difference in what they were eating. But for us, the change in the last 60-70 years on food and diet and the way that things have changed, and you know what supermarkets do compared to perhaps how they would have got hold of food 60 years ago, it's enormous, isn't it? The change has been
massive.
It's almost unrecognizable, that routine, that way of life that was happening for our grandparents.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, I mean, you know, my grandmother, who I was lucky enough to live with, she stayed with us for a good long while, and she was a professional housewife from the age of 20. She married, and you didn't go out to work as a woman then. And you know, there was no kind of, never mind bought pasta sauces and stuff like that. You know, it was onions, peppers, tomatoes. You know, you cooked it all up and you made things from scratch.
Modern life has changed, hasn't it? I mean, it's not. Yeah. I guess there's a bit about not knowing how, and a lot of that just comes from time, isn't it? People, you know, women are generally these days, women do go to work, and therefore there isn't someone at home doing that job mostly. And lots of families, they do have that. But, you know, and then it's a case of time, isn't it? If there's two of you in a house, both working full time, it's funny how things have changed so much. And actually looking at nutrition is a really interesting way of actually how quickly can our bodies adapt. Certainly wouldn't have adapted in that short time. And, you know, a few decades actually isn't enough for our bodies to have adapted to that.
Yeah, absolutely. Really, yeah. I mean, you know, all of this stuff is a bit of a council of perfection. Of course, you know, it's not practical for most of us to be, you know, sitting down at lunchtime with a proper dinner and all that sort of stuff. But, you know, as much as you can, if you are able to, and even if that's, you know, just at the weekends or something like that, just to kind of slow down, enjoy your food, it is going to make a big difference.
Yeah. Let's talk a bit about COVID now. We've obviously, we know the really horrible parts of the disease. We know that it is deadly, and sadly it's having this massive impact across the world. But there are a lot of people who will have the disease and will recover from it, but actually get something which has been, I've only really heard it in the last couple of weeks, something called long COVID, which is, perhaps you can explain it a bit better, but it's basically the effect, isn't it, of what the disease does to your body, the sort of the time it takes for you to recover from that.
That's right, yeah. They before COVID, it was called post-viral syndrome. And actually, if you've been unlucky enough to have flu, like normal flu, and you know that even after the symptoms have stopped, you feel dreadful, don't you? Mm. And it's that kind of thing, that actually the fighting the virus has depleted your body so much that actually it doesn't have energy for exercising, going out, you know, working, whatever it is. Actually, what you're trying to do is just get all your vital systems back into place. So it is going to take a good long while. And with COVID being, you know, flu plus, if you like, I mean, I'm oversimplifying now, clearly I don't mean to diminish what's going on, but you know, with something that can be this severe, it does take a good long while. And as you say, months in some cases to get rid of this long COVID. So I guess the, you know, the advice there is to look after yourself as best as you can. You know, do all of those good things that we've been talking about and just don't push it.
You know, is there a difference?
Right, well, okay, I'm going to be better.
Is there a difference in the actual feeling, perhaps, of someone who's got over COVID and is suffering from this so-called long COVID compared to someone who's going through something like a fatigue or even a physical tiredness?
Yeah, obviously, as I say, not a doctor, but I think there are some symptoms of long COVID that don't translate into post-flu, and certainly not tiredness, as I say. You know, if it's just pure physical tiredness, you know, go to bed earlier, that sort of stuff. If you're doing all of that stuff and you're still feeling tired, then you might need to look at these other sort of lifestyle tips. But certainly post-COVID, it seems that, you know, fortunately I'm lucky enough not to have anyone in my circle or at work or anything like that who's been afflicted. But yes, I can imagine that with something as serious as that, you're not just going to wake up and go, right, I'm okay now, sort of thing.
Denise, it's really fascinating. Thank you so much for talking to us about it. I guess the advice is if you're worried about the tiredness, is something you just can't shake and you've done all those things to try and improve it, then obviously your GP is there for that kind of thing. They're asking people to ring to start off with at the moment rather than visit. So if you can, your local GP will be able to do that. And then otherwise, there's bits, like as you said, maybe magnesium's the answer. In fact, we've had a text in from Bryn who's listening in, who said that my chiropractor suggested magnesium when I said I was struggling with sleeping and with tiredness. So it's clearly something that's that can make a difference. So thank you. Yeah. Very much to Bryn for texting in. And Denise, thank you. For people who want to get involved and in touch with the Sanger House and find out more about what you do, what's the best way to do that?
Yep. Okay, so it's going to be on the website, which is www.thesangerhouse.co.uk. And Sanger is S-A-N-G-H-A. We're all over Facebook, Google, all of that sort of stuff.
Fantastic. Well, it's really great to speak to you again, Denise. Thank you. Denise Spragg there, who is from the Sanger House, talking to us about tiredness. Really appreciate that. Thank you. It's interesting to hear from you. Thank you as well to, I think this is Clark who's been in touch. Yeah, he says, my cooked Sunday lunch for up to 8 people on a weekly basis for years. What we did was seasonal vegetables. This is what we were talking about there, about the food, the differences in food that we have now. We got seasonal vegetables from Mrs. Tidballs, which I suspect is just a local person rather than a company producing seasonal vegetables. Yeah, she's a market gardener in Barrow. So there you go. That sort of thing is different. It's difficult now to get hold of those proper nutritious foods. And actually, that makes such a difference in your body feeling tired or feeling like it's got the nutrients that it needs to keep on. Really interesting chat. You can tell me your experiences, your tips as well. If you can help us out with tiredness today, if you're suffering from it as well, let us know. As I say, your GP, if you're really worried about it, if it's affecting your life seriously, and you just can't do something about it, your GP is there for that. But if you think, well, there's ways I could maybe improve a little bit, then let us know and we'll hopefully pass on some tips to you too. And then magnesium, certainly one that's interesting and easy enough to sort out. Niall Horan now. Nice to meet you. I like the way you talk. I like the things you wear. I want your number tattooed on my arm in ink, I swear. 'Cause when the morning comes, I know you won't be there. Every time I turn around, you're dead.